Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Brother Anthony was female, you know, especially female in our lives.
and we look at her and we say, "You're the apple of my eye." We're trying to explain to her the importance that she holds in our lives and what type of place she holds in our lives. So basically, God is telling us through these teachings that His commands, these are the things in His teachings. These are the things that we need to grab hold to, and really grasp and understand, because these are the tools and these are the necessary things that we need in order to be successful, and not only be successful but being able to be used by God. When I think about the way that it's being said in the text, I think about a father and a son, and the father has been through certain things in life, or they've been down the same road that we looking like we are prepared to take, and these things and these things that they are instilling in us, they want us to do the same thing. They don't want us to go through the same mess, go through the same heartache and headache that they had to go through because they didn't listen to whoever or their fathers and things of that nature. So I definitely agree with what you're saying. I definitely think that we need to hold the commands in our heart. We need to bind them up on our fingers, as the scripture talks about, because these are the things that's going to save us. And they're going to save our souls, and it's not just going to, and this is what I like about it, it's not going to just save us for right now, but what it's going to do is going to save us for eternal life. If we ignore the signs, if we ignore the things that God has in store for us when we get to the judgment, because one day there's going to be a judgment, and one thing we cannot say is that I didn't know. So that's my take.
All right. We got any callers on the line? I'd like to add a comment to what we talked about this morning before we move on. All right, if not, like Jamal was talking about, the next couple of verses says, "Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister and my insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words." Like I was saying, dealing with the first couple of verses, definitely having God first will just have everything else fall in place. I mean, it's clearly there, where it talks about having them on the tablet of your heart. It's the difference between, knowing better and doing better, So when you have that on your heart, it's in you and it's going to come out. So when you get certain situations, you already know what's good. So when you get into them and you get in a deeper situation, you're like, okay, I know what to do here, I got in the back of my mind what I need to do, whether to walk away or keep going, or, dealing with women, you never know, Sometimes, for real, you might think she's the right one. You find out other information further down the line, you got to cut her off. She isn't the one for you, or something might happen and God might not want her for you. And, sometimes us as men, we'd be like, oh my gosh, why? I love her, But then, at the end of the day, it's all in God's purpose. That's my take on that one right there. What do you think about that, Brother Jamal?
The thing that sticks out to me on here is sister and relative, because it shows the, I have a sister, and I know you have a sister, Brother Anthony, and I see y'all interact with each other. And one thing I know is that you see her every day. She knows things that only you and her will know about, vice versa. And it speaks on the relationship. It speaks on the bond that it is talking about. It says, so basically, if we break it down into our terms, you know, it would just say simply create a relationship with wisdom. Create a relationship, and when you are in a relationship with somebody, it can be a friendship or you and a female. But one thing you start to do is that you start to take some things from the other person. See, there are some things that you might say, oh, I definitely see your sister in you when you do that, or I definitely see your brother in you, I definitely see your father in you when you're doing these things. So these are the things that we have to so in a relationship, you're around a person so much so that you start to take some of the things that they do, and it just start to rub off on you. And so if you do that with wisdom, if you create the bond in the relationship, some of them things, somebody understands what I'm talking about, but some of the things of the wisdom, it will begin to rub off on you. And when it begins to rub off on you, then you will start to act in such a way where somebody's going to come up to you and say, I see the wisdom and I see the knowledge inside of you. And one thing, it says sister, not only just sister, but a relative. On last night, my cousin came over here, and I haven't seen my cousin in a long time. And when I seen him, I embraced him, and I was so happy to see him, so that when the opportunity of knowledge and wisdom comes, we have to embrace it. We have to want it. See, when he came over here, I wanted his presence over here. These are some things I was waiting for him to call me and tell me that he was outside. See, we have to be able to create a relationship so much so with the wisdom that we are happy to see it, that we cannot wait for the wisdom to call and let us know that they're outside. See, these are the things that we have to grasp in order for God to use us in the way that he wants us to be used, in order to line up with the word of God. You got to first treat that like a relationship. You got to treat it like your sister, your brother. See, I live at home with a brother, so I see him every day. It's things that I tell him that I would never tell my parents. It's things that I would talk to him that I can only talk to him about. And see, these are the things that, and you grow closer because of the things that you go through. You grow close. So, see, you have to be able to walk with wisdom enough to say, okay, I know this. I got this. And when you can't get in contact, when you feel like you can't get in contact, you think in your mind and in your call back to your remembrance, well, what would wisdom do? What would wisdom say should I do? So that's my take.
I like the way you put that. I think when you have that knowledge, and you like you said, when you exercise it, or when you use it, you definitely you have become fond of it after you know. It's like, you know, if you're doing anything at work and, you know, once you do it a couple of times, you know, it definitely will stick with you. So I think that continuous relationship with the wisdom that we should have, we should always keep it there. Any other callers on the line like to have any comments? Or have any comments? All lines are open.
They talk about the relative. Oh, go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to add to, I know everybody talks about family and sisters and brothers and things of that nature, and that's a great thing as far as wisdom goes. And I also just want to add in, too, is that also with family, sisters and brothers and relatives, I got to remember, too, keep this in mind, too. The wisdom that God gives you, you may not understand it, and we may not even like it at that time. Like Brother Anthony has said earlier today when he was reiterating where sometimes when you know that you have to let a person go because you ask why I love this person so much. You don't know why, you know, that's God's plan, and, you know, and it'll ultimately be revealed to you. But at that time, you may not understand it. You may not like it. And this, and with family, you know, brothers and sisters and relatives, you get into different little, you know, arguments or disagreements. But at the end of the day, you know, that's your sister. At the end of the day, you know, this is my family. And so you're never going to, you know, let that go. You're never going to, you know, you may be upset, but you'll get over it. And that's my take was that people just understand that there are times, like in family, you might not like that person. Y'all might get into it. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's love there, and you'll still do whatever you need to do for that person. It's like that with wisdom. The wisdom comes down. You may not like it. You may not understand it at the time, but you know that God still got what's best in store for you. And so people need to remember that portion as well. So that's all I wanted to say.
Amen, amen. Brother Jamal, you had a comment. You guys are
no, it was just along the lines of when you talk about the relative. See, I had a brother, and when I would grow up, see, when we were growing up, it was some fights that I couldn't handle. So what did I do? Went to go get my brother. See, in certain situations, we gotta go get our relative, which is wisdom. See, it ain't always about. And we got to sit back and say, oh, let me go get my big relative wisdom. Don't worry, I'll be back, or I might not be back. Let's see what the wisdom talk about. And so it's key that we build that relationship, because see, when you build that relationship, then you have the direct source to the wisdom. And you don't have to ask around, because see, that's my sister, that's my relative. I don't have to ask what you know or what you think about it, but I have the bond and or the relationship. So having the bond and the relationship is a key factor into what we're doing. So that's just my only comment. Good comments this morning.
Man, you guys are right on it. Goes right with verse 5, where it says, "They will keep you away from an adulterous woman." You know, family is they definitely, you know, like Mike was saying, with that love, they'll guide you in the right direction. You know, you might not like it, but it definitely will be there. So we'll go to the next couple verses. Next couple verses says, "At the window of my house, I look down through the lattice. I saw among the simple and noticed among the young men a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house at twilight, as the day was fading and the dark of the night set in. Then came out a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute, and with crafty intent. She is unruly, defiant, and her feet never stay at home. Now in the streets, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. She took him and kissed him, and with a razor face she said, 'Today I fulfill my vows, and I had food from my fellowship offered in my home. So I come out to meet you. I looked for you, and I found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deeply in love till the morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home, and he is gone on a long journey.'" I'm going to just stop right there. So that was from verse 6 on down. I just kept going because it seemed like a story that was going on there. It's a long storyline. It's a funny story how it starts off with the, you know, a young youth that had no sense. What do you think about that? That's funny to me, Jamal. What do you think about that, brother?
I think that it is showing the need of wisdom. As the Bible's pointed out, it says with no sense. And see, whew, the enemy is out to prey on the ones that don't have no sense. And see, this is why it's important for us to be able to be the men of God that we need to be, because see, there are young men that have no sense, and it's our job to get obtain these instructions, obtain these commands and knowledge, that we can spread it on to our young people. And the story is simply telling us that the young man that went down and see the woman, and see God understands what the woman does to us. Let's just be honest. From any if you look at the beginning of Adam and Eve, the command was given to Adam, but a woman persuaded him to bite the apple, even though what God told him. So God knows how we are with the women, how things can go left. We don't pay attention. We don't we start to do things that is outside of our character. So what the story is saying is that this young boy, without the wisdom and the knowledge, the woman came out, and she came out looking like a prostitute, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the word says. And so she's wearing things that are very revealing, and to a young man, he's going to take that. He's going to take that bait every time. And for the ones that don't have the knowledge and the wisdom, see, and if you talk about the relative again, you know, I understand that there is some females that I brought around my sister that was like, she ain't no good for you. And that's why we have to have that relationship established with wisdom, because wisdom says that, oh, she came out with everything already popped out. So this ain't no good for me. She told me that her husband was gone. But see, in a mind that is not mature, in a mind that, and let me not just talk about it like I haven't been that person before. I've been that person. You come up on me, tell me, look, man, can't nobody get in trouble. This is the gateway right here. Let's get it on. Let's do it. Listen, let's go. But you have to be able to have that relationship, because again, we're talking about wisdom again. So when you establish that relationship, you have to be able to say, okay, last time, this is what happened for me. And so the verses going down, the verses go down to say that it says, with persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. At all once he followed her, like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierced his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. It cost him his life because, so in this generation, so many things are killing our young people because they don't know. They don't know that money and materialistic things don't last. They don't know these things, that you have to have it up top before. They don't care about the joys that's on your feet, but the knowledge that you possess is what they're looking for. And that's why our young brothers are dying every day in these streets, because we lack knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom would say, "Now, like, I don't want to go down that road." Now, some of them have hard cards that were dealt, but some of them, you know, they go down that road and they don't have to go down that road. But wisdom and knowledge would tell them that, "Look, man, go ahead and turn around." And sometimes it's cool to be the square. It's cool to be the ones that are talked about for the moment. Well, I'll be a punk right now while you be a punk for 15 years, or while you be underground for life. So and we have to be able to want wisdom, because see, it cost this young man his life. In the Bible and today's time. That's what I love about the Bible. See, the Bible, it tells us about everything. Everything that you ever see going on in the news is in the Bible. This ain't nothing new. But so we have to be able to break the curse. And how do we break the curse? We embrace wisdom and knowledge, and pass it on to our brothers. pass it on to the young ones so that we're able not just to, it's not a race thing. As a black people, forget that, as a people of God, we'll be able to rise up and attack the enemy for what it, for, because we know that's what it is. But too many of our people of God, our brothers and sisters of God, they lack the knowledge because it's about race. Somebody gonna miss that right there. Because it's about the color of my skin. That ain't what it's about. It's about the God that you serve. Come on now. Mm. They hated Jesus. They're gonna hate us. Come on now. We're made in his image and his likeness. But we have to have the wisdom again and the knowledge. Because some of our black brothers are going astray because, you know, oh man, you know, it's a black thing. It's a black. No. It ain't. So we have to express our wisdom and knowledge so we don't get caught up in situations like this. We don't get caught up 2 a.m. with a chick out somewhere we know we ain't got no business being. That's a setup. Two guys jump from behind the car and rob you. Now what? Now he's me, oh my. So we have to be able to express wisdom and knowledge in every situation. That's what I want. That's what the moral is of this text, is that wisdom and knowledge is very important. You need wisdom to be able to function through life, to be able to get through life, to be able to say that this ain't worth it. To be able to say, you know, this ain't worth all this heartache, pain, suffering, beat up, or possibly killed. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it.
Yeah. That's facts right there for life. I definitely like the way that you put I forget how you said it exactly, but it was like, I'd rather be a square than be 6 feet under. That definitely hit me when you said that. It was a long line of some other stuff too, but that definitely stuck out to me. You know, sometimes being that square will save you from being 6 feet under. That is where you're here, you know, where it led to his death. You know, try and be cool and kill you.
Cause he ain't want to be a square.
You said he was either gonna be locked up or under. That's crazy. Any other comments before we close? It's coming to an end. It's a good word right here.
I just want to say too, and everything I ever said, but I also want to say too, I know it's hard. Like I said, like, everybody probably has some situation that's close to the situation that is stating in the Bible or some likeness of it. Another thing that we don't think about, as the young man that was walking down the street, that it killed him, but it also affects another man.
Mm.
You know, that man that's out, you know, trying to provide for his family and out there doing the long hours. You know, when these things happen, you know, whether it's today, you know, whoever it may be, you don't think about that man. You know, you don't think about, you know, the hurt that you're causing that man or that man's family or that man's children or that man's this. And so that's another thing that with wisdom and knowledge, you know, that may come into play. You know, you're not only do you think about yourself, but you have to think about the other man. Like, you know, what harm am I doing to this man? There's no harm right now. If I walk away, there's no harm done to me. There's no harm done to nobody at this point. You know, so I just wanted to add that in to there, that, you know, sometimes thinking about the next man also have an effect on the decisions that you and I might make up at that point as well.
And that's the reason we have to have the relationship as the Bible. That's why I like the way the Bible put it, because sister, you know, in our case, it could be brother. Because as Mike just said, these things that he said, that was wisdom. But if the relationship wasn't there, we didn't know each other the way that we did, we didn't embrace each other every time we found each other or every time we seen each other, he would have not. So you have to embrace it. You know, you have to have somebody to say, yeah, man, you know, what about the other person, dog? You ain't think about that, huh? You ain't think about, oh, this man worked hard to do this and he worked hard to do that. You ain't think if Shorty was quick to give it to you, who else she gonna be quick to get? And she's married. See, we don't, we got to be able to, you know, have these type of conversations with wisdom. We can just keep it real on this morning. So that was my last word, comment, add on.
All right, you want to close this out, Brother Jamal?
You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the knowledge and the wisdom, Father God, that is provided for us each day. Father God, we ask you that you denounce us, Father God. You help us decrease ourselves, Father God, as you may increase in our lives, Father God. Not us being, Father God, just individuals as Mike, Jamal, and Anthony, Father God, but just being men of God, Father God, mighty men of valor, Father God. We ask you that you keep us lifted up, Father God. You keep us, Father God, build it up where we're weak, Father God. We ask you to be in our church services, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God. We ask you, we say hallelujah and praise your name, Father God, because your word says that if you be lifted up, Father God, that you'll draw all men unto you, Father God. So we just want to say bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We love you, Father God. Just keep us, Father God, forever in your care, Father God. In Jesus' name, we all say it. Amen.
Amen.
So until next week, fellas, this is the word of the first. You're here first word. See y'all next week.